was late one fall night at a fairground near town when Esther first saw the Armenian man, who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb, and the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and peel off my socks if you want to, but I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people looked mean.
Paul, can you put a little drums in the monitor, hi-hat? And, I mean, that would help.
I was just following you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was following you.
section, why don't you guys both follow me? Because
it's hard, man.
I've got that really tight.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Just
I could,
listen to the hi-hat.
I need more drums.
Yeah, I can. It's tough to pick up that beat if you're off the too.
Just listen to the hi-hat.
Yeah, I heard the hi-hat going off. I knew that was, I mean, plus going off the hi-hat.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was my fault, too. I changed it later.
Well, let's do a few more.
To help you out.
We'd like to help you out there.
We'd like to play a song now.
Low end?
Paul?
What's Paul doing? Paul? You hear that? Feedback?
I don't know.
Low end?